Israel launched another intense wave of airstrikes across Gaza yesterday, killing 114 people. An Israeli blockade preventing aid to a starving people is now in its third month. Israeli forces have been intensifying their bombardment of what they say are Hamas fighters and infrastructure ahead of a planned expansion of their ground offensive in Gaza. The top US diplomat, Marco Rubio, has said the US is troubled by the humanitarian situation in Gaza.
We're not immune or in any way insensitive to the suffering of the people of Gaza. And I know that there's opportunities here to provide aid for them. There's a plan out there that's been offered that's been criticized by some, but it allows people to get aid without Hamas stealing it. And we'll continue to work towards that in ways that we think are constructive and productive.
Now, earlier I spoke to Paula Tobin. She's a nurse at the humanitarian medical aid charity UK Med. She first told me about where she is in Gaza and what she is seeing day by day.
So I'm currently based at the Type 2 UK Med Field Hospital. We're between Khan Yunis and Rafah. I mean, we're running a field hospital. We are treating the injured civilians. Anything can come in. So sick and injured children, pregnant women, normal women with explosive injuries, men with explosive injuries, and the day-to-day normal medical stuff.
Paula, are you in a war zone?
We are in a conflict zone, yes. We're smack bang in the middle of it, really. But we're here to provide healthcare and support the healthcare system in Gaza.
And providing it as much as you can. How are you managing for medical supplies?
So we're running short on everything. Anything that you can think of, we're running short of: anaesthetic drugs, painkillers, antibiotics. But we're also running very short on fuel. We're having to turn the power off to the hospital for 4 hours a day at the moment to try and conserve what stocks we have. We're in the last few days of being actually able to feed our patients. They're only on one meal a day at the moment, and very soon we won't be able to feed them at all. So every function of the hospital is being impacted by not being able to get the aid in.
What liaison or communication, if any, do you have with the IDF, with the Israeli army?
We, our headquarters will have liaison here. We're just focusing on providing healthcare to the best of our ability.
You've talked about the provision of the medical care, the treatment of the Palestinians who come to you day by day. How do you try to remain emotionally detached from what you're seeing in order to do the work that you're doing?
I think it's very difficult to remain emotionally detached. I see the suffering all around me, but I've been working as a nurse for over 30 years. You get emotionally detached, well, you get emotionally attached to people. Treating any patient wherever you are can be hard, but it's my job, and you have to do the best you can.
And I know King Charles has awarded you a humanitarian medal for your volunteering in this territory and elsewhere. Talk to me a little bit about that suffering, though, and how people manage to cope there day by day. Because we see every night on our television screens distraught parents carrying little white bundles of more dead babies and children.
Yeah, I mean, the suffering is immense. Every day. I mean, even our staff are losing family members on, you know, regularly now. It's very, very difficult for them. You know, they're their family, they're their children, they're their parents. It's so very difficult, but they're just hoping and praying for a ceasefire.
Are people angry, or are they too hungry to be angry?
I haven't seen any anger. It's just grief here, mostly.
You've been, I think, on a six-week rotation. You're due to leave shortly. It must be difficult now for you to get out of Gaza, to get out safely from Gaza.
I was due to leave yesterday. The rotations in and out of Gaza at the moment, well, yesterday's rotation was cancelled. That's not uncommon. They'll get delayed for operational reasons. But there are strict convoys of humanitarian workers coming in and coming out. So I'm just waiting to hear when the next rotation will be.
Nurse Paula Tobin talking to me from Gaza a little earlier this morning. It's 9 minutes to 9.